thinks, if you didn't think that the person was gonna pull through, you said it looks.
I don't know if he'll get well or not, I guess. I don't remember.
And you'd say, I had a choice of two things, and I was gonna do this, but then I decided I'd do that.
Changed my mind, I guess.
And I did that, and what, and this, and...
I don't know, it just don't click.
One of the largest churches in this area would be?
And around here?
Uh-huh.
The Catholic Church, and the First Baptist, and Methodist.
Uh-huh. If two people became members, you'd say last week they...
Join the church or go baptize.
Okay. And you go to church to pray to... In church you pray to...
God.
Okay. And the preacher preaches a...
Sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the...
Music. The singing.
If you really liked the music, you'd say the music was just...
grand.
And if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you'd say, church will be over when I get there.
Church will be over before I get there.
And if someone is very pretty, another way of saying that, you'd say the person is just...
beautiful.
And the enemy of God is called the...
devil.
Any other names for the devil?
Satan.
What would you tell children who's going to get them?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear the booger man?
Oh, yeah. I used to tell my kids the booger man would get them.
Is that the same as the devil? Or
I guess so. It's just an old saying people used to try to scare the children into doing what they should do instead of punishing
And what do people think they see around a graveyard at night?
Ghosts.
And a house that people are scared to go in, that said the house is...
haunted.
Do you ever hear haunted houses around here?
Uh-uh. No. I don't believe in ghosts. I wouldn't be afraid to lie down and sleep in a graveyard. I'm not afraid of the dead. Living people's ones I'm afraid of.
And you tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting a little...
chilly.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you'd say, I'm what to see you. I'm...
glad to see you, I guess.
Did you ever say, I'm proud to see you?
Huh?
Did you ever say, I'm proud to see you?
Yeah, I guess I have.
How would you say that?
I'm proud to see you. But that don't make sense. It means glad, I suppose.
Uh-huh. And if someone owned about 500 acres, you'd say that's a plot of land. That's a...
plantation?
Well, did you ever say that's a right smart of land? Did you ever say that?
Well, I don't know. I would say that's a lot of land.
What about right smart? Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah. I hear it all the time.
How would people say that?
Well, he had a right smart corn, or a right smart peanut.
Is that a word you use?
I hear it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.